USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the service men and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Hiya, fellas and gals of the AEF. This is Ken Carpenter unpacking your command performance picnic basket for this little outing from the Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. Yes, sir, we packed this picnic basket with just about everything you can think of. As you requested, we brought along some nice new music. And then we've got sandwiches, ham, of course, pie and cake and ice cream and, well, as I said before, just about everything you could take on a picnic. And speaking of things to take on a picnic, here's your mistress of ceremonies, Claudette Colbert.
Thank you, Ken. And thank you, all of you out there, for inviting me along on your command performance picnic. Ken mentioned that we brought along some nice new music. Well, we've done better than that. Much better, because on one side of the picnic basket, we have Victor Young and his orchestra. And on the other side, Tommy Darcy and his orchestra.
Thank you, Claudette, and hiya, ma'am.
Well, Tommy, it's a good thing you came along, because we're going to give you a citation, if you'll give with a little music.
Well, all right, Claudette. The boys and I'll be glad to make with the music. But what's the citation business?
Tommy, it'll interest you to know that you and the boys have been chosen as the most popular band in the ETO, as decided by the American Forces Network, who just finished a contest in England. And the selection with the greatest number of votes was Opus 1. So how about it, huh?
Thank you.
didn't you, Tommy? Fellas, we're very fortunate tonight in having a man with us who's an authority on practically everything that goes on in Van Buren, Arkansas. Bob Burns.
Well, thank you, Claudette. And you men out there, I want to tell you hello. And I want to tell you, when I heard that you asked about the news from Van Buren, I was so happy that I went down there this summer and picked up some new information for you. While I was there, I just wanted to browse around and look at some of the old places where I spent my boyhood. One of the first places I went to was the old livery stable. That's where I started out in show business. I started out there as a comedian in this livery stable. They had some stubborn horses there that used to clamp the teeth shut and wouldn't let the boys put the bits in the mouth. I used to tell jokes to them horses, and when they'd open the mouth to yawn, they'd slip the bit. But, well, I guess I would have been there yet. I just got to thinking about it. But, well, I had so many other chores to do around the stable, it just looked like I never could catch up with my work. Now, if you boys have ever worked around a stable, you know what I mean. I declare, I used to just get so discouraged. It just looked like no matter how hard I tried or how I kept going, my work just piled up on me. That's the reason I happened to come to Hollywood and get in the picture. And if any of you men have seen some of my pictures, you know the atmosphere just about the same. But, you know, a lot of people have written to me that have seen my pictures, and they wonder why I don't do a more romantic type. But the producers out here, they don't think I'm romantic. But I want to tell you, men, I am romantic. I remember I went with a girl down home one time. I went with her for, let's see now, what did I go with her for? With her about 4 years, I guess, and finally she passed on to the third grade, and I kind of lost track of it. What? Say, Robin, what? Did you bring that bazooka with you tonight? Oh, Tommy, I always take the bazooka with me everywhere I go. I took it with me this summer. I went around to play the hospitals for some of the men out through the Middle West, and took the bazooka with me. And,
well, Bob, that must have been exciting.
Well, no, I didn't go for excitement, Tommy. But I did have one exciting day there in one of them hospitals. That's the day two nurses fought a pistol duel to see which one would get me. It's the truth. One got me in the arm, one got me in the leg.
Well, Bob, what do you say? Shall we play a duet?
What do you mean, Tommy? You mean... You want to play... No. No, Tommy, if you want to play a duet with me, you'll have to start at the bottom and work up like I did.
Well, you trying to tell me that bazooka is better than the trombone?
Why, certainly, Tommy. That trombone, all you can do with that thing is get music on it. Why, this thing here is versatile. Tommy, you'd be surprised what the boys could do with that thing if they had it.
Well, tell me, Bob, how'd you ever learn to play that thing?
What'd you say, Tommy?
How'd you ever learn to play that thing, Bob?
Well, that was when I was a boy, Tommy. I used to play it, you know. I used to lay there on my back, and I'd put the bazooka between my toes and look up at the sky and play it.
Well, wasn't that pretty awkward?
Well, it was a little awkward, but it gave me a chance to watch for the neighbors that come in, you know, and the policemen.
Well, I don't see how you can compare the two instruments, Bob. Tell me. Can you blow that thing and get a real pear-shaped tone?
Tommy, when I used to play this thing in vaudeville, I got every vegetable out of the garden. You want to play something, Tommy?
Well, Robin, how about Sweet Sue?
Oh, that sounds good. You start it out. Oh,
Lovely. A few weeks ago on Command Performance, we had the pleasure of introducing a beautiful young lady from Texas who made quite a hit when she sang native Spanish and South American songs to her own accompaniment on the guitar. Well, tonight we have her with us again, guitar and all. Boys, the young lady acknowledged as one of the greatest interpreters of all South American music in the world today, Miss Corina Mora. Everybody. What are you going to sing for us tonight, Corina?
Well, I thought I would sing first an Afro-Cuban melody called Taboo. Here it is.
And now it seems like an excellent time to have an encore from Mr. D. Tommy takes his boys for a stroll as they walk through the sunny side of the street.
And we'd like to do it for Sergeants Lou Houston and Hubert Upchurch at APO 953, who ask especially for Sunny Side of the Street.
need no worries. We come on the doorstep, lies free. Just direct your feet to the sun, sunny side of the street. Hop on the path, hit a path. You know the happy tune is my step, life story. If you dig that deep on the sun, sunny side of the street, you two walk in the shade. With my boots on parade, while a rag old man getting stuck in the shade. Yeah, if, don't be afraid. Move it on over till you're safe in the clover. Only just one man.
As you know, it's always been our policy on Command Performance to answer any of your requests that we possibly can. But this week, we really found a poser in the mailbag. It was a letter from the ETO signed Bill Anderson, Jr. We've just left England, writes Jr., where we learned to love the English stage. So how about putting on a real English drawing room comedy written by, directed by, and starring the one and only Noel Coward? Well, unfortunately, Mr. Coward is strictly unavailable. But not to disappoint Bill and his friends, we are going to do a Noel Coward play for you. Well, a sort of a Noel Coward play, starring his American counterpart. Gang, meet the American Noel Coward, Jimmy Durante.
There seems to be some unseemly laughter in the joint.
Oh, nonsense, Jimmy. Why, connoisseurs everywhere concede that in the realm of suave, sophisticated repartee, James Durante is the very epitome of polished proficiency.
Miss Colbert, you have took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, now that we have that settled, suppose we get into our version of Noel Coward a la Jimmy Durante. Victor, music, please.
Our play takes place on the terrace of one of London's swankier hotels. A man paces back and forth, smoking a cigarette in a dinner jacket. I don't know why a cigarette should be in a dinner jacket, but that's no card for you. Suddenly a woman steps out onto the terrace. With a start, the man recognizes her. She is his former wife.
Angela.
Forsythe.
Angela, my pet. Imagine meeting you here and all that sort of rot.
15 years, hasn't it, Forsythe?
Yes, I've been traveling. The Far East.
Was it interesting?
The Far East? Oh, yes. Full of Far Easterners, you know.
Oh, how extremely weird. You're looking dreadfully, dreadfully fit, Forsythe.
So good of you notice, dear girl. Have you remarried?
Oh, yes. His name is Victor Prynne. Quite nice, really.
Victor Prynne? What does he do?
Well, I can't imagine. I only see him at night. What about you? What about you? Have you remarried?
Oh, yes. Charming girl. Charming.
Anyone I know?
I doubt it. Don't know her myself.
Oh, come now. Of course you know her.
No, no. Married her on an impulse, you see. Her pater pulled a gun on me.
Her pater?
Yes, her mother, you know.
Oh! Oh, how frightfully, frightfully devastating.
It was a bit thick, wasn't it? Tell me, Angela, are you quite happy?
Yes, it's been awfully gay. Victor's rather nice looking, you know.
Sybil's rather nice looking, too.
Victor's blonde.
Sybil is blonde.
Victor has eyes that move easily.
Sybil has eyes that move easily.
Victor has a close-cropped moustache.
Touché, old girl. Touché.
Oh, it was fun while it lasted. lasted, wasn't it, Forsythe?
Dreadful fun, my dear. We were happy, you and I. Never a quarrel.
Oh, we had our little tiffs. I remember the night you didn't like something I wore. You broke my leg, remember?
Oh, yes. I remember. I always had a beastly temper. Will you forgive me?
Oh, it's quite healed now. Yes, we were happy, you and I.
Life was a dream.
A glorious golden dream.
By the way, did we have any children?
One, I believe. Yes, Charles.
Boy or girl?
Does it really matter?
No, all that matters is you, Angela. You must see that I can't live without you.
No lie without you, Forsythe. Listen. Listen to what the orchestra's playing.
Our song. Dardanella.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, you're beautiful too. We must never part. We must never part again.
Never.
Why did we ever?
It was my mother, don't you remember?
Oh, yes, quiet. The ugly old party with a face like a tired halibut.
Yes, that's Mama.
Still, what does it matter? Nothing shall ever part us this time. Nothing.
Oh, Angela, I say, Angela.
It's Victor. What is it, dear?
What are you, Angela?
I'm out on the terrace making love to a man.
Very good, my dear. Carry on. Just wanted to make sure you weren't in any mischief.
Oh, poor Victor. He'll be heartbroken when I leave him.
Yes, Sybil will too. She's a frail, fragile, delicate creature.
Forsythe, you ugly old lump!
What is it, Sybil, my sweet?
Where are you?
I'm out on the terrace making love to a woman.
What? Forsythe, you come in here this minute.
I'm not coming, Sybil. Nothing shall ever part Angela and me again.
You come inside or I'll never speak to you.
I am not coming.
You come inside or I'll beat your brains out.
I am not coming.
You come inside or I'll stop your allowance.
Well, so long, Angela.
Well, now that we've had our fun with poor, defenseless Mr. Cowan, let's return to a little more solid ground. And that brings us to one of the grandest new voices in many, many years. Your letters tell us that you're of the same opinion, so naturally, we've brought the owner of that voice to command performance. Gang, here's Igor Gorin.
Thanks, Claudette, and hiya, gang.
Well, Igor, what are you going to sing?
Well, there have been many requests for me to sing Meadowland. So, if that will do, I will sing it for Private John Jameson at OPA 34 and Seaman First Class Bill West somewhere at sea.
Yuri Gagarin. The boys in the ETO asked us to be sure the next time we got Tommy Dorsey on command performance to have him play the old favorite, What Is This Thing Called Love? What do you say, Tommy?
Well, it seems to me that after the men in the ETO have been so nice to me, Corliss, I can't let them down.
Right, Mr. D. What is this thing called love? Time to start packing the entertainment back into our picnic basket and calling it a day. We certainly hope you've enjoyed this little outing, and if we didn't answer all the requests this time, it's not because we couldn't or wouldn't. It's because there just wasn't enough time. This is Claudette wishing the best of the best to the best of the best.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.